Today is Christ the King, the last Sunday in the church year before we start with Advent Sunday next Sunday. Christ the King is about expectation, the expectation that Jesus will come again. And so we will hear our Bible reading from Matthew, read by Andrew Walker, and then Namdi Maduka will help us think about this great hope and expectation that we have as Christians. And after the talk, Heather O'Regan will pray with us, and she will leave some spaces so that we can bring our personal prayers before God.
The reading is for Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to the end. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did to the one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will all answer, "Lord, when was it when we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick and in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into the eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray this morning that you will come and be our Lord and our Savior. Come and be our King. Come and rule and reign in our hearts for your praise and your glory. Amen. Good morning, church. Today is the Feast of Christ the King. The Feast of Christ the King is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Next Sunday is Advent, the beginning of the church year. In this feast, we celebrate and reflect on this soon coming king, the most unusual king and his kingdom. By the time Jesus came, the people of Israel had waited a long time for their promised king. 600 years before Jesus' birth, the king of Babylon had destroyed Jerusalem and taken the people of God into exile. Shortly after this, while Daniel is living under Babylonian rule, he had a vision from God. Because of this vision and a supporting prophecy, Israel had something to hope for, something to wait for. A new king is coming who will liberate them from the hands of this great captivity that they found themselves in, from the hands of the Persians, from the Greeks, and from the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire were so powerful that anyone who resisted their rule were crushed under heavy military weight. So for 600 years, they were being tortured and misruled. And yet, for Israel, the Messiah who is going to come is going to establish this new kingdom. This Messiah who is to come is to liberate them from the hands of these their enemies, from these their wicked rulers. And then the King Jesus emerged. He emerged, and things were not the way it was planned. I bought this clipper recently from the internet, and it is not exactly what it says that it does. This clipper does not cut at all. Sometimes we get things and it's not exactly what it should be. This is what happened here. The kingdom of Jesus was an upside down kingdom. In this kingdom, the first are to be the last. The poor are blessed. Outcasts are welcomed. Light shines from darkness. Life comes out of death. And victory comes from sacrifice. Powerful and religious people can't accept this kind of king. You know, they can't, because it's not what they are used to. So the society finds every way to reject this rule. You know, this is not the kind of king that they were looking for. A king that is weak, a king that is meek, a king that is mild, a king that serves instead of to be served, a king that is born to die, a king that has left his throne to take up the royal throne on the cross, from where he extends his royal invitation to his subjects. Jesus Christ became a crucified king to restore and usher in the kingdom of God. Jesus is the strangest king of all. He is a king who was hungry. He was thirsty, sick, lonely, foreigner. He is with the people in prison. He is with the strangers. He is with the lowest of the low. He is in the discouraged loved one who cannot find a job. He is in our children who needs to be taught and encouraged. He is in that co-worker of yours who just lost his wife. He is in the patient who is suffering from COVID. He is everywhere and for everyone. There is no barriers. He welcomes everyone in. But this is not the kind of kingdom and not the kind of king that they were expecting. What a strange king. We usually picture kings in palaces far removed from trouble. But this king is naked. This king is poor. This king is hungry and he's thirsty. That is why most of the time we walk past him on a daily basis without even recognizing that he is the king. And what does he say? That anything we do to the least in the society, that we are doing it to him. In his kingdom, the weak conquer the strong, the foolish confound the wise, and the camel gets so easily through the eye of the needle. In his kingdom, we add by subtracting and multiply by dividing. In this kingdom, the way to accumulate wealth is to give out all that you have. You give by receiving. In this kingdom, there is only one law, the law of love. We are called to decide if our allegiance is in this kingship or that of this dark world. He will come in his glory, as we read today in Matthew 25, verse 31, to separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. There are distinctive features that differentiate a goat from a sheep. The same way, people who call themselves Christians must be different in a world that wants everyone to be the same. God will not lower his standards to suit us. When Adam tried to exercise absolute independence, he and Eve were banished from the kingdom. If you are a Christian, you belong to a new kingdom. You have been set free from the captivity of the darkness, the dominion of darkness. Your identity is not primarily about your country of birth, your family, or your politics. You are first and ultimately a citizen of God's kingdom. The king is coming. In fact, in one sense, for us, the king has come. The unexpected upside-down kingdom of Jesus has burst into our world. And we can be people who declare that coming kingdom to everyone around us. Everything we do in our lives, our families, our work, our hobbies, our celebrations, our passions, all of them can be done in the light of Jesus Christ being the true king and his reign breaking out on earth as it is in heaven. Today, this ecclesiastical year ends with a proclamation of the kingship of Christ, who is enthroned in heavenly splendor. So the challenge for us is to make this prayer, "Come, King Jesus," the center of our Advent this year, to learn what it means to live with expectation and hope for the coming kingdom of God in our world. Let us enthrone him in our lives so that he will subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true, and enfold us in his light and power. Amen.
We bring the world we live in before your throne, King Jesus. Many nations suffer, their peoples hungry or thirsty, oppressed or forgotten. And when they suffer, you suffer. We bring these places to you and call out the names of countries, especially on our hearts. Son of Man, come in glory. Come, King Jesus. We bring our local area before your throne, King Jesus. Many people are hungry and thirsty, struggling with basic necessity like clothes or housing. Thank you for people and organisations who work for justice for these people. When the least are blessed, you are blessed. We bring these people and organisations to you and call out their names before you. Son of Man, come in glory. Come, King Jesus. We bring the people on our hearts before your throne, King Jesus. We pray for those in debt or in prison, those who are ill or who feel lonely and friendless. When we feed, clothe, visit, and invite them in, we serve you. Speak to us about how we can make a difference as we call out names of people in need. Son of Man, come in glory. Come, King Jesus. We bring our church before your throne, King Jesus. Help us to serve you as we serve the least. May we see your face in the broken people of this world and respond. Lead us into our Advent journey to know your rule and reign in our lives. Son of Man, come in glory. Come, King Jesus. Amen.